produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Now that I got your attention, yeah. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Come on, baby girl, baby Mary. Hey, we're back again. Yeah. Hey, y'all mind walking with us for a second? Talk to him.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow.
Good morning, good morning. I am so glad you're joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed that old favorite, Walking by Mary Mary. I want to thank you for tuning into the Faith Walkers broadcast this morning. My name is Lady Faith, and I am your host. I pray your continued commitment to our personal faith walk journey. I am indeed honored and humbled and thankfully blessed by your presence today. First, I'd like to thank Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA. This is our fourth broadcast, and as you know, if you've been following us, Faith Walking is my God-inspired appointment from God. This is a broadcast with the end goal of honoring and reinforcement of obedience to God's Word, as defined in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. The Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, that we are told to do whatever we do to glorify God. If you choose not to follow a healthy lifestyle, to not eat in a health manner, to not practice self-control, to not exercise, and to not care about your body, you are choosing to not honor God. What part of the body is the temple, you might ask? The temple is a junction where four skull bones fuse together. The frontal, parietal, temporal, and sphenoid bones. It is located on the side of the head, behind the eye, between the forehead and the ear. The temporal muscle covers the area and is used for mastication, or chewing, as we know in the medical world. The Holy Spirit resides there. He resides in us. We are commanded to treat our bodies as a temple, but you might ask, how do I do that? Number one, your diet. Remember that you are what you eat. The more natural, nutritious things you consume, the better you will feel. Number two, get outdoors. Fresh air is everywhere and it's free, yet the bulk of our activity is indoors. I challenge you to walk 30 minutes, do 15 minutes in one direction, turn around and walk back, and you got 30. In inclement weather, you can walk indoors in the comfort of your home. I like a YouTube channel. Leslie Simone is my go-to girl. And she presents walking for all levels. So check her out on YouTube. And if it's snowing, raining, whatever, you can get out and get up, put your shoes on, turn on your TV, and walk with Leslie. Number three, look after your immune system. It's something that we can't see, but you can feel, especially when it gets out of balance. And don't forget, my friend, the visit from Mr. Wolf, and you'll hear about that in my very first broadcast. So set aside 30 minutes of physical activity, 3 to 5 days a week, and remember to smile. Number four, please smile. It's infectious, and the world needs it. Together, let us exercise the most important muscle in our body, which is our heart. This is a safe, no judgment zone where all you have to do to partner with us is to put one foot in front of the other. Remain consistent, move, and be ready for the results. Let's build, let's maintain consistency, put our faith into action, and move. Turn off the TV. Get up off the couch and reclaim our health through purposeful movement. Together, let's faith walk into our destiny. I encourage you to listen to our three previous broadcasts, which you will find on VHS Faith Walking Facebook site. Today, however, we're going to talk about how to gain and or sustain your faith walk. I have 8 steps, so get your pens and pencils ready. First, you must believe Christ died for you and for me. Be obedient to his word. Have faith in the promises you cannot see. And step. Number 2, consider the limitations of walking by sight only. Number 3, let go of your fear. Number 4, focus on things that have eternal significance. Walk and store up your treasures in heaven by doing the will of God. Matthew chapter 6, 19 and 20. Obedience, number 5, and most important, obey the Bible and God's commandments. And number 6, prepare to look foolish. I remember I was out walking in the rain and the cold, and I encourage you to press on despite any criticisms you receive from others around you. People thought I was crazy out there walking around, but I was on a mission to get and maintain my health. Number 7, expect to face trials along the way. I had a couple of spills. I fell down a flight of stairs. I fell in the street one time, and that old wolf of mine kept trying to change my course direction. But press. Number 8, glorify God in all that you do. Let's look at some statistics why walking is so important for us. 1 in 10 Americans live with at least one chronic illness, and those are defined as heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, depression, and the list goes on. 4 in 10 have at least 2 or more of those chronic illnesses. For me, I suffer with hypertension, obesity, I had 2 strokes, I have lupus, and I suffered with depression. Only 1 in 4 adults and 1 in 5 high school age children meet CDC recommended guidelines for physical activity. I found that astounding, and I hope that's enough to get you up and moving. And listen to this, 31 million adults age 50 and older are totally inactive. No physical activity beyond your regular activities of daily living, and therefore, low levels of physical activity are associated with an annual estimated cost of $117 billion in health care costs annually. But the good news is that there's something you can do to balance and improve your health statistics. First, though, I urge you to see your physician. See your physician for a medical clearance and safety, and together build physical activity into your life. 10 health benefits of walking 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week are 1, brain booster. It increases the blood flow and oxygen. And remember, that's where the Holy Spirit resides. Number 2, improved eyesight. Stimulates your physical cortex, visual cortex in the brain of heart disease. It strengthens your heart muscle. Number 3, increase lung volume, which increases the O2 in your blood and boosts your immunity. Your brain supports your respiratory function, people. And number 4, beneficial to function. Walking is beneficial to the functioning of the pancreas, which aids in the prevention of diabetes, decreased insulin production. The brain sends the signal for this process to begin. And number five, improves digestion, decreasing the risk of colon cancer. Now, why is it important to improve your digestion? I have 11 ways to improve your digestion, which I got from Healthline.com. Number one, eat real food. Number two, get plenty fiber. Number three, add healthy fats to your diet. Number four, and I can't say this enough, stay hydrated, stay hydrated, stay hydrated. Number five, manage stress. Turn every obstacle that you come upon into opportunities. Number six, eat mindfully. Get away from the TV and get around your significant other or family and chew your food, which is number seven. Chew it mindfully. Savor the flavor and textures. And number eight, and most important, is get moving. Number six of our 10 benefits of walking 30 minutes 3 to 5 days a week is that walking tones muscles. Remember, I said your heart is a muscle. 10,000 steps a day is recommended, but I say do you. Start where you are and build from there. Remember, this is a judgment-free zone, and the only person you are accountable to is God and yourself. Walking, again, increases sturdiness of bones and joints and stabilizes your posture. Walking is great for back pain relief and increases blood circulation to spinal structures. And walking calms your mind and improves your mood. So be a little selfish. Plan your me time around 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to move and commune with God, honoring and building your mind, body, and spirit. Follow what I call the FIT formula. F is for frequency, I is for intensity, 3 is for time. Frequency, just do it. Plan it and journal your progress. Intensity, 2 to 3 miles an hour, and talking while you walk is a good indicator of how well you're working your heart. It should be difficult to talk, but not impossible. And number three, 30 minutes every day, or break it down, 10 minutes three times a day to get your 30 minutes in. And remember, most importantly is mindful preparation. Preparation and obedience for a mind shift. Throw those negative thoughts out, and as I said before, turn every obstacle into an opportunity. Be mindful, people, of what you are feeding your mind. Have focused faith, which breeds abundance and changes in your health. And always remember, allow yourself to heal from the inside out. Mind, body, and spirit. Faith walk and discover your life purpose. Faith walk will always improve stress, anxiety, and fear. And lastly, faith walking acts as a pathway to finding solutions in life. We are designed to move and not be stagnant in this life walk. So together, let's faith walk and get fit on purpose. Pray, be obedient, be committed, put one foot in front of the other, and together move from talking faith to walking faith. So let's step up and step out in faith. Won't you join me? You can find me on Facebook at Vibrant Health Solutions, Faith Walker, where you'll find a line of faith-inspired apparel, and I would say it's still a working progress. Or you can email me at faithwalker@gmail.com. So I'm going to close today extending an invitation to define your purpose and destiny. Together, let us drive those statistical numbers down. On our next broadcast, we're going to be formulating our plan of attack in meeting our individual goals. Remember, you're never too young or never too old to journey with Faith Walkers. Until we meet again, remember, as you're out and about, to walk in faith. Until next time, stay blessed.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
Who made the right moves? You ain't moving at storage.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Transformational Coach K, and I am so honored and grateful that you have tuned in with me. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that you get exactly what you need for your life's journey. You may say, Coach K, what is DAB? What does that actually mean? Well, DAB means discover, activate, and blaze. And I hope that through this show that you will get all that you need to discover who you are in order to activate those passions within so that you can blaze into your future. Well, we all have had goals, dreams, or was given a vision and then got stuck. Stuck meaning mentally paralyzed, be it fear crept in, feelings of self-doubt or feelings that you weren't good enough, not having the credentials, lack of finances, or life just happened. So your dreams, goals, or vision got put on hold. Well, what if I told you that for you to get unstuck, all it takes is for you to first let go of your past. Take a step of faith, even if it's a tiny one, such as making contact with someone, believing in yourself, trusting the process, and God to know that if he put it in you, he's already made the provisions for it to be done. And then lastly, simply just do it. You might say, Coach K, that sounds easy, but you don't know my story, and I would have to agree with you. But I do know that I've been there. I've been stuck, fearful, looking at finances and listening to others' opinions. But if I would have stayed there, I would not be where I am today. So I say to you, I may not know your story, but I know what it takes to get unstuck. Today, you will learn how to let go and be free from your past so that you can ignite the passion within in order to blaze into your future. Are you ready? I know I am. So let's dig deeper into the discovery phase. In order to discover how to turn your pain into purpose, you must first embrace yourself. Validate those feelings, validate yourself, validate your feelings, and acknowledge how far you've come. We know the journey hasn't been easy, but celebrate the progress you've made and embrace your feelings. It's okay to feel the way you feel. Just don't stay there. Be aware of them, figure out the triggers, and then move forward. Secondly, you want to keep it moving. The past is just that, the past. So you want to leave it there and focus more on the future and live in the present. You deserve it and you owe it to yourself. And so, you know, a lot of times we want to stay stuck in the past and, you know, well, why did this person do this? Why did they treat me like that? I didn't deserve that. Or, oh, why did I choose, make that decision? Or why did I make that choice? Or, you know, why did I choose that road? And it's okay if you don't know why somebody treated you like that. It's okay that you made that choice because you made that choice in that time of your life where that's you did what you could do, what was best for what you thought what was best for you at that time. Those people treated you the way that they did because at that moment, in that time in your life, you allowed it. And that is okay because you did the best with what you had at that time. But don't stay there. That was the past. Now it's time for you to embrace the present and live in the moment so that you can live in the future. It's time for you to heal. It's time for you to get moving. It's time for you to keep it moving so that you can live the life that God has given you. And so after you've embraced yourself, after you've been keep it moving, you want to forgive yourself. Many of us have a hard time doing that. I know it was hard for me to at some moments. And even now, sometimes there's some things that I still have a hard time giving myself, granting myself forgiveness. But guess what? We all make mistakes. So don't be so hard on yourself. Life happens and can get the best of us at times, but don't hang out there. Don't you dare stay there. Don't you dare stay there. Forgiveness is crucial, not only for others, but it's for yourself as well, so that you can heal and accept who you are and move forward. Learn from those things. You went through them. You went through those things for a reason. And if you allow it and if you open to it, you can learn from those things and grow and mature and become a better you. So you want to make sure that you allow yourself to heal, accept those things that were done so that you can accept who you are, who you were at that time, so that you can move forward and forgive yourself. Also, forgive those who hurt you. You don't have to speak to them in order to forgive them. You know, you can do this in the privacy of your home while you're on a walk or in a therapy session or, you know, at church or whatever the case may be. You don't have to be around them to get forgiveness, to give forgiveness. You know, a lot of times we may say, well, I need to talk to them. I need to know. No, you actually don't. And sometimes they may not give you the opportunity to speak with them because they may not want to talk to you or they may not be in the space to talk to you so that you can get what you need to get that closure. And that is okay too. you can do your part. Because why? The forgiveness is for you and your healing. And so I've been in a space where I actually had to utilize this same strategy that I'm telling you. I had to forgive somebody. That took me a while to forgive somebody. But guess where I did it? In the comfort of my own home, while I was laying in my bed, I forgave that person. I forgave them. I spoke the words that I needed to speak for myself. And that whole entire situation and what occurred, the interactions that occurred between me and that person, I spoke what I needed to say and I left it there. And I felt so much better afterwards. And so that was another step in my healing. That helped me. In addition to having to forgive myself, you know, I had to forgive myself as well. In regards to that person, you know, I had to forgive myself for the things that I allowed to happen because in that time, in that space, that's where I was. So I did what I thought was best for me or what I felt that I could handle, and some of it was wrong, but I forgave myself. And so you have to forgive yourself, allow yourself to forgive yourself and allow yourself to be in a space where you can forgive others, even if they're not around. Because the forgiveness is for you. And then the fourth one is change your mindset. The way you choose to think and speak about yourself makes a difference. Change I can't to I can. Change I'm not to I am. Change I will never to I am not there yet. Change that will never happen to it hasn't happened yet. Your perspective matters. So you use positive talk and choose to have a growth mindset. And then lastly, believe in yourself. Don't worry. You want to make sure you do your best and know that things are working out in your favor. But you have to do your part and do the work. Learn to trust yourself. Oftentimes we look for validation in others and things when the validation comes from within. So believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Your purpose is here. So it's up to you what you do with your pain. You can either let it control you or let it go and let God use you. So the decision is yours. I'll stand with you as you turn your pain into purpose. We are afraid to push past the pain because it hurts. It's uncomfortable and it doesn't feel good, but we have to push to release and get to that blessing. When you think of birthing a child, that woman goes through so much, even as she's carrying the child over a course of months. There's pain and uncomfortability and unfamiliarity that she goes through. And then, you know, when it gets to that birthing process, she has to push in order to see that beautiful being that she has been carrying for months. She has to push through the pain, the agony, the hurt in order to see that beautiful being. She has to push and continue to push through those labor pains in order to get to the beauty afterwards. I gathered to say that, you know, most women know or hear the stories of what other women go through before they even get pregnant, but they still want to get pregnant. Even hearing the quote unquote horror stories of, you know, all the pain that a woman will go through or the things that went wrong during a pregnancy. The things that went wrong during labor, where they thought that they had one labor plan and then they had to change in the midst because an emergency occurred or, you know, they had to do it another way. And the thing about it is everybody's birth of a child is different. Everybody's process is different. There's not one that's the same. But women still, knowing that they're going to go through some pain, some hurt, some discomfort, some fears, a lot of things, they still want that opportunity to be a motherhood. They still want that opportunity, so they push. They push. So what is it that you're being called to push through? Yes, it's going to be painful. Yes, it's unfamiliar. Yes, you may not want to endure some of the things that you're going to endure, but you got to push through the ashes in order to get to the beauty that's on the other side. Once you're in the birthing or discovery phase, you have to activate what's inside you. Most times we set goals for ourselves and never achieve them for different reasons. We, you know, can have short or long-term goals, such as reaching a target weight, completing a task or multiple tasks for a day, joining a club, team, or group, getting a job, or even moving, along with so much more. But attaining these goals can be challenging, overwhelming, if you don't have the correct tools. Here are some effective strategies for you, not only for setting these goals, but so that you can achieve them as well. So number one, you want to create SMART goals. SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time frame. So I'm going to use a common goal that many people have, to lose weight. Okay, well, that is a great goal to have, but it's not specific enough. You have to make it specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time frame. So what may be more specific is, I will lose 15 pounds within 2 months. So I will work out twice a week for an hour each day. That is specific. That is measurable, attainable, realistic, and it has the time frame to do so. So number two, you want to write them out. Whether you're using the boards or to-do lists or other mechanisms, it's easier to achieve if it's written out visibly. Put your vision in plain sight so you can see it daily. Write the vision and make it plain. You want to be able to see the vision you have set for your life so it doesn't get pushed to the back of your mind. Thirdly, you want to create action items to help you achieve the goals in smaller steps. This way, you're making a commitment to see it through. Then you want to reevaluate if necessary. After you've gone through the process, you may need to reevaluate things or adjust things to see what's working and what's not. You may have to change some of your action steps to create new ones in order to be sure that you complete your goal. Did I have an effective plan? Through this process, you may find that the goals are really not attainable or realistic, which may cause you to reevaluate your goal overall. And then number five, you want to make sure that you celebrate your success. Big or small, celebrate them all. You hear me when I say that? Big or small, celebrate them all. Each step you make and any progress made that gets you closer to achieving those goals are monumental and needs to be celebrated to encourage forward movement. It doesn't have to be anything big every time, but treat yourself to something or go out with a friend or two. Or maybe it's just giving yourself verbal praise for a job well done, or for completing that task or that step or reaching that goal. And then lastly, number six, go easy on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. This journey has to be taken day by day, moment by moment. Give yourself grace. Be sure that you don't self-sabotage. When you hear the negative voice trying to come in, immediately replace it with something positive. You've got this. Life happens, and sometimes we have to learn how to maneuver around things at any given moment. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to regroup. It's okay to acknowledge how you're feeling and then get back up and try again. Now that we are at the final stage or the final phase, blaze, in order to blaze, into your future, we have to change our core. We have some habits, behaviors, mindsets, and more that needs to shift because they are not conducive to where you're going. So you have to change your perspective. And in order to change your core, you have to change your viewpoints. You have to change how you approach things, how you handle things, and how you do things. Your attitude determines your altitude. If you're always thinking negative thoughts or doubting things, then that's what you're putting in the atmosphere. Change your mindset. Speak life and think positive thoughts and watch how things turn around. Also, you want to release and let go. You want to change your core, then you must let go of the past, some people and situations in order to move forward. The more you hold on, the more you'll stay stagnant. Change is necessary for growth. Change is necessary no matter who you are. Change is necessary for you to grow. And as you blaze into your future, I want to share some tips to help ease your journey. Number one, trust the process. God has given you the vision or visions and has provided the provisions and resources for you to accomplish those goals. He's equipped you with everything you need to trust him, believe in yourself, and move forward as he works in you and through you. Number two, let your faith be bigger than your fears. This is a mantra that I live by. Let your faith be bigger than your fears. It's easy to let things hinder you and become fearful and not trust yourself. But I dare you to trust God and activate your faith. It's worth it. You're worth it. It's easy to, you know, let that fear consume you. Let that doubt consume you. But why don't you try to let your faith consume you and let your faith be bigger than your fears? Number three, don't compare your journey to others. Everyone's journey is different and timing is everything. You don't want to act prematurely. So be patient and know that things are working out in your favor. Your journey is not others. Their journey is not yours. So don't compare it. You can take nuggets from others' journeys or you can learn from others' journeys, but don't compare because their journey is not yours. It's a lot that comes with this dab journey. It's a lot that comes with it because you need each step as you move forward in your journey. You're going to constantly have to come back and discover yourself and who you are and reflect on things in order to activate those passions within. You're going to constantly have to activate those things, those new things that you may be approaching, those new skills you need for a new season. You're going to have to constantly do that so that you can then blaze into your future, blaze into your destiny, blaze into the life that God has for you. So I challenge you not to be afraid of discovering who you are. I really do challenge you to not be afraid of that. I challenge you to let some things go and embrace some things so that you can then activate those passions within. Activate those things within that makes you happy. Those things that bring you joy, that help you lose yourself in a good way. Kind of like when a musician starts playing and they kind of get lost in the music, or when an artist begins to paint that picture, they get lost in what they're creating. Lose yourself in a good way so that then you can blaze forward being authentically who God has created you to be, who he's called you to be, so that you then can be authentically who he's made you to be, called you to be, as I've said before, and blaze forward and do what God has called you to do. Blaze forward into your destiny, your future. Why? Because you're worth it. Somebody needs to hear what you have. Somebody needs to see what you have. Somebody may be afraid, but they see you and it gives them the encouragement to move forward another step. So don't be afraid to dab. And I thank you for dabbing with me today. We've come to the end of the show and I appreciate you for joining me. If you have any questions you would like for me to answer during my show, or if you would like to be a guest on my show, please email me at connect@lifecoachk. And that is connect@lifecoachk, connect@lifecoachk.com. connect@lifecoachk.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Transformational Coach K, and on Twitter at For Life Coach K. That is the number 4 and then the words Life Coach K. I want you to continue to be great on purpose. And until next time, I am Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.